When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome along to 21st Century Football, a complete guide. Well, so far that is. This podcast is about celebrating the best in the world of the most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. On this episode, we'll be talking about the Liverpool icon, Steven Gerrard.
He was on my shirt. He didn't ride me.
I'm going to throw punches in a minute.
I think what was interesting as well, he did that quite early on. I was watching one, he absolutely demolished poor Kevin Campbell one thing.
I'm wafting my arms up in the air for listeners at home.
It sound right, boy.
I'm Will Brazier. On today's show, we have firstly, Stephen Try. Stephen, how are you?
Thank you, I'm good. I'm excited for Steven Gerrard.
You're a Liverpool fan?
The greatest player there ever was. Who I've had on my back, I should point out.
What?
Just the shirt. He was on my shirt. He didn't ride me.
Well, yeah.
Although, if he offered...
He might have. Let's lead it forward. Yeah. And to counter that, as a Manchester United fan, we've got Statman Dave. Dave, how are you?
I'm good. I definitely wouldn't let Steven Gerrard ride me, Steven. But, you know, different people have different opinions.
Got a great tackle.
Have you ever been ridden by a Premier League footballer?
So far, no. No.
Okay, interesting. Well, let's start things off. I want to refresh everyone's memory on the legend that is Steven Gerrard. So what I've got... It's just his Wikipedia bio.
Oh, yeah.
I've highlighted a few things here. Stephen George Gerrard, MBE.
Wow. You forget that, don't you?
Yeah.
MBE.
He spent the majority of his playing career as a central midfielder for Liverpool and the English national team, captaining both.
Yeah, he did that. He did that. So was Bex.
Born in Whiston.
Whiston, yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, I did, yeah, actually.
Is that where you carried him?
No, my cousins played for... The same Whiston Juniors, they were.
Did they actually?
Yeah, Gerrard used to play for them.
Did he play?
He got dropped and then went to Liverpool.
Fair enough.
All right.
Gerrard debuted for Liverpool in 98. In 2001, he helped them secure an unprecedented treble, Dave.
An okay treble. Not the treble we all want to talk about. League,
no,
FA Cup, European Cup.
It's not the 99.
A good treble and a very good team as well.
Thank you.
Dave, is it going to be hard for you to be sort of nice?
No, well, look, I think Steven Gerrard is an iconic Premier League player. I think you've always got to look at the player and what they can do on the pitch and how they inspire teams. And the stylistically, as a footballer, as a fan of Steven Gerrard, you've got to enjoy how he plays. You know, that box-to-box nature. He's a classic English midfielder.
Too true. You know, you look at Jonjo Shelvey, Jay Spearing.
Don't ruin the episodes to come. That's what I was. That's what we're celebrating later down the line. In 2005, Gerrard led Liverpool to their fifth European title, being named man of the match as Liverpool came from 3-0 down, Stephen, to defeat Milan in what has become known as the Miracle of Istanbul.
I turned off at half time. Oh no!
You're joking. Oh, I've been slugging off Vladimir Smisa for weeks. Oh god.
Gerrard also won an FA Cup and League Cup with the Reds. He joined MLS side LA Galaxy in 2015, where he spent 1.5 seasons before retiring. International level, Gerrard is England's fourth most capped player with 114 caps, scoring 21 goals. Not do we bad. Feel like we know him a little bit better now?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me. That concludes the Wikipedia page. For you, Stephen, when I mention Stephen Gerrard, what's the sort of first memory that comes to your mind?
My first memory of Gerrard is, I think it was the League Cup final, or maybe Milk Cup, as they called it back then, against United, 2-0. Gerrard scored that day.
Oh, lovely stuff. Yeah. What about you, Dave?
I think I've got a lot of memories of Gerrard. In terms of first memory, probably, you know, a performance for Liverpool from, you know, a dominant display versus, you know, a plethora of clubs and players. But the thing that sticks out to me is the kissing the camera. I think it's become an iconic moment for Steven Gerrard, that was something that he did. You know, we talked that 4-1 win away at Old Trafford for Liverpool, fortunately coming second at the end of that Premier League season. But those types of moments where Gerrard inspires Liverpool to come back, I think is why it becomes so iconic. And I think that kissing the camera moment kind of describes him as an individual. Passion.
Yeah. There's passion in those lips. You know,
I'm just trying to keep Dave on track here because it almost feels like it's like a sly dig in there.
Yeah, you got to throw a little jab. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Little jabs in there, but that doesn't mean that he isn't, you know, a world class or wasn't a world class talent. And in his ability to pass, to spray the play, to cross from deep, to shoot from range, there's so many iconic goals that Gerrard scored.
Yeah,
that you look back and you think, how has he done that? You know, that shouldn't be a goal there. You know, we talk about the Olympiacos game, the West Ham game. There's so many moments where Gerrard, you can look back and think, that was a changing point in the game. And I imagine being Gerrard's teammate, you can always sit on that position where you're like, Steven is going to help us here. He's going to sort us out. He's going to inspire us to victory. And I think that in itself, you know, that leadership quality is rare. And Gerrard definitely has that as a footballer.
He's probably on that Alan Shearer Newcastle level where just him being on the pitch takes you up a whole nother level. Yeah. Because the fans, Gerrard had put in a tackle, he'd track back, slide, win the ball, and the whole stadium would lift. And very few players I've seen at Liverpool do that.
I think what was interesting as well, he did that quite early on. I was watching one, he absolutely demolished poor Kevin Campbell one. I think he was only 18 at the time, and it just sort of set the tone there and then.
He had that,
He's almost like an angry footballer. Like he plays football angry. He's like a little bit like Wayne Rooney, where you think they're at their best when they are fuming. When they are seriously annoyed, like they'll go back and they'll just completely clean someone out, but it'll give the crowd a lift, it'll give Liverpool a lift, or a driving run through midfield. And playing in that type of way, you know, one of the big things I think was good with Gerrard is he didn't lose that. He didn't lose that edge throughout his entire career. Like, you know, we take the last performance against Manchester United.
Herrera, yeah.
The red card on Herrera. But that defines him as a player because he played with that anger. And I don't think if you were to coach that out of him or say, you know, Gerrard, you've got to calm down here, you're not going to get the same Steven Gerrard. You're not going to get that level of output.
Away from Liverpool as well, we mentioned his England career. My first memory of him scoring that goal against Germany and Munich in the 5-1.
Yeah,
but that was sort of, well, I'm sure we'll talk about it in later episodes as well, but for England it was brilliant, but just felt I could get a little bit more from him.
Yeah, I think when you see him play for Liverpool, that level was unmatched for England, because I think the passion he had for Liverpool, he just didn't have the same for England.
But as well, like, the balance of that team was difficult. You think Scholes, Gerrard, Lampard.
Rank.
For me, Scholes, Lampard, Gerrard. That's my opinion.
That's wrong, though.
Hang on. Yeah,
that's fine.
We're 10 minutes in. You can't be dropping bombs like that, though.
Well, like, for me, when you look at Paul Scholes and how he developed and grew and changed as a player, I think he evolved more than the others evolved.
No. You see, as a central midfielder, Gerrard got more goals, assists, more tackles than Scholes. What are you looking for from a midfielder?
Passion. Paul Scholes had passion.
Watch a Paul Scholes interview. Watch him manage a team. Berry was good, wasn't it? That was a fun Oldham. Fortnight. Oldham, same Oldham, shit.
You know what I mean? Oldham.
But same shit, different town.
I think the difference with Scholes and Gerrard, I'd say that technically, which is difficult to say because they're both great technicians, Scholes was technically a better footballer than Steven Gerrard in terms of controlling the play, controlling the tempo, moving things on. And with Gerrard, I think, with Lampard, it was the impact in the box that obviously is kind of renowned, that impact of getting into the area and arriving late. Scholes could still do that, but then do everything else.
Just chose not to. I respect that. hold back your talent.
Let's move it on before we start scrapping in here.
I'm going to throw punches
next
in a minute.
Next part of the show, guys, we've all bought a stat, a quote, and we've been watching some videos. We've been doing our research. Let you behind the curtain there. But Stephen, you've got a... Stephen or Steve? Stephen felt a bit formal there.
Yeah.
Stephen, have you got a stat for me?
Gerrard is the only footballer to score in the FA Cup final, a League Cup final, a UEFA Cup final, and a Champions League final, winning on each occasion.
Now, immediately when you say those, I think we can all, because the goals he scores in FA Cup final, the one against West Ham, they're all screamers.
A lot of them are, yeah. Weirdly enough, when I read that, I also thought he scored in the League Cup final for Chelsea when he scored an own goal. Yes. We lost that game.
But that was quite interesting as well, wasn't it? Because that was when it was the most sort of pressure on him to leave. And they sort of said, if Chelsea win this, he's going. And he scored for him and he stayed.
Yeah. Well, you look at the players that he had around him and he just didn't have the same quality. You know, he had Cissé, Barros, Crouch for, you know, nearly his peak years.
Jimmy Choyle race.
Oh, Igor Bishkin. he didn't have the quality. And you think, you know, he still performed the way he did. He did incredible for that. But yeah, he turned up in the big games. And the 2005 Champions League final, I don't think any other player for Liverpool has ever performed like he did. He was playing right back. He was playing up front. He was everywhere. Yeah, it's probably his peak performance, that.
Dave, is that the greatest individual performance on a football pitch ever?
It's up there. I think we've got to look at Cristiano Ronaldo.
Which one?
He's done a lot. There's a lot. Yeah. You know, the Juve final, I think, was a big one for him.
But I think if you take in the circumstance, being 3-0 down, the weight of a city on your shoulder.
And the players around him.
And the players around him.
The players around him. That,
I think it's the best performance for a player that's pulled through a comeback.
And it's inspired a team,
100%, yeah.
That Milan team was incredible.
A very, very good team.
Perlo, Seedorf,
Gattuso.
I mean, the...
Kaká.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Yap Stam.
But Steve, how do you motivate that team then? How do you bring that team to anywhere near his level?
I feel like you score a header from the edge of the box and then just go like that with your arms. I'm wafting my arms up in the air for listeners at home. he was just everywhere that night. He did everything he could. And, you know, Carragher as well was good, but Gerrard was just incredible.
I know it's not Gerrard, but the thing I always find mad about that final is the Dudek sort of set. Yeah. That's like...
Maybe it was meant to be, yeah.
Written in the stars?
Yeah.
You mentioned Torres there as well. Gerrard described him as his best partner during his time at Liverpool.
Those two were very good. I think Torres had the... for the first two seasons, he had very good pace and Gerrard just knew where he'd be. And those two linked up really well. And then with Suarez, he also did well with... It was more Suarez and Sturridge who had that connection.
The SAS.
Yes.
As the press named them, Dave.
And then Sterling as well, sort of just...
No, I think that with that side, that was where you saw Lampard's evolution from a... You know, you could argue that Lampard's best... Gerrard. Not Lampard.
Stop the agenda.
Right, I need to leave. But no, from Gerrard's position, I think his best position was at number 10. It would have been interesting to see him as a number 10 from the start of his career to the end of his career, the whole thing, and see how he would have improved in that position and if he would have dropped back eventually. Because as a box-to-box midfielder, very trendy in the 90s in the Premier League. In the 2000s, that's the only thing that we can talk about. And in that position, I think Gerrard as a 10 behind Torres, it gives you a lot. And it's that drive. Yeah. It's quite different to a Rui Costa, a playmaking number 10. It is that kind of drive through midfield and that sheer determination that kind of drive the team forward. But also the range of passing and the ability to, like you said, sort of slip Torres through. Yeah. And I think that relationship for Rafa Benitez in their 4-4-1-1, you know, quite a defensive setup, worked really well. And it would have been interesting to see, you know, Lampard's got a better goal scoring record than Gerrard season after season after season. But if Lampard had played, sorry, if Gerrard had played that position for his entire career, maybe, could have been a bit different in terms of the debate.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the Suarez team as well. Now he dropped back and he became sort of a playmaker and a guy to control the tempo.
They called him the quarterback that season.
The absolute quarterback. Yeah. Most assists of his career, I believe, in the Premier League that year. So you saw, you know, a bit of an improvement in terms of a different facet of his game, but I'd like to see him more as a number 10. Would have been quite nice.
I'm not even a Liverpool fan, but I just wish he'd have had a better manager, like during his time.
Yeah, Benitez was good, and then there was that period afterwards where they had Hodgson, Dalglish.
Benitez was like really cold to him for some reason.
He was cold to everyone.
Was he?
That's Rafa, though, isn't it?
Got to be compact. If you're not being compact, Rafa's going to chuck you in the bin.
Dave, you've got a quote for us?
I have got a quote. Not the views or opinions of Statman Dave, but Jordan Henderson described Gerrard as probably the best player this country has ever seen, not only as a player, but also as a leader and a captain. I don't think I can argue with the leader and captain bit. I think that's definitely up there. We previously spoke about his impact as Liverpool captain through his career. But it's, you know, from Jordan Henderson, a player that now has stepped up.
Yeah.
It is interesting to see that Gerrard had that. I keep saying Lampard, I don't know why. It's on the brain. Why Gerrard was so iconic, and it's taken Henderson time to get to a position that now he's regarded. But I think the thing with Henderson is, you know, technically he's probably not as good as Gerrard. He's not going to be arriving in the box. But work, determination, similar to
he's got it, yeah.
Gerrard.
Particularly with these games under the COVID restrictions, you can hear Henderson as a leader. Yeah. Gerrard didn't talk anywhere near as much. He did, you know, his football did the talking. But yeah, Henderson's a fantastic leader. Weirdly enough, I remember the 13-14 season. I think Henderson either got injured or he got a red card and he was going to miss three games. And I was gutted because he was incredible. Like, he didn't do as much, but he was the legs for that midfield. And we did pay the price that season. It's not talked about, but
in terms of from a perspective of understanding, from a Liverpool fan's perspective, how important do you think Gerrard being that sort of tutor for Henderson in Liverpool's recent success? Because I wouldn't say that Henderson was a captain coming into the club.
No. Yeah, when Henderson came in, he was
on
young, energetic, yeah. He'd run around. I think he went to... he was on Bebo, yeah. He was meant to go to Fulham on loan, and he refused. Understandable. but then he stayed, and whilst you say he's not got the technical ability of Gerrard, he has got that passion, and he's certainly taken the mantle. It was big shoes to fill for... You know, when Gerrard left and Henderson came as captain, a lot of Liverpool fans were like, I don't understand why that's happened. But he's been incredible as a captain. He's arguably Liverpool's most important player, because when he's not there, they just don't look like the same team. Although you could say the same for Van Dijk and Gomez.
In terms of England all-time greats, where do we put him?
Of the 21st century?
Only of the 21st century, guys. Those,
dive in with good old Bobby Charlton. It's about straight in.
You saw him, didn't you? You saw him play a few times.
Yeah, a few times.
I'd say Gerrard was dependable for England, but I think Rooney's got him for the 21st century. I think Rooney was a bit better for England. Not in the World Cups, but...
Nice to see home fans booing you.
But everywhere else he was.
I'd also say, I agree Rooney's definitely number one, but even David Beckham's had a load of iconic moments in an England shirt that you'd argue maybe slightly more than Gerrard.
Gerrard's not had that many.
That goal against USA in the World Cup.
Yeah. You see, that's what I mean. You're digging. When
we destroyed him with a 1-1 draw.
Is it Rob Green who fluffed it?
I mean, that's not Gerrard's fault.
He was captain. Should have been in goal for that one.
You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're just going to take a little break and then we'll be back.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
When you Betfair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Have you heard the news? The Irish Independent has a new podcast.
We're not in the fairy tale business as journalists. We're in the truth business, and the question was there.
20 minutes, 5 days a week, The Indo Daily takes you beyond the headlines and into Ireland's most talked about stories.
Senan, 25 years on, people are absolutely fascinated again with this case.
The Indo Daily podcast, available on Spotify, Apple, independent.ie, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, false to me, we should have all watched the video about Steven Gerrard's interview techniques and the number of times he says, yeah, of course. Well, not like that, because it's more of a...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, better, yeah, of course.
What do we make of his interview technique? You know, the players now are coming up in the age of social media, so maybe they're a bit more flamboyant.
They're not, though, are they? You know, you watch an interview these days and it's just cliche after cliche.
I feel tangent, but I just feel like that's because there's so many of them. Do you know what I
yeah,
mean?
No, that's true. Although James Maddison gives a little bit more than yeah. other players, he has
Patrick
a bit more.
Bamford was talking about his FPL team. I respect that.
Was he?
Yeah, really? Recently saying he captained himself and he was frustrated that he missed the 1v1 chance. I think that's what I want to know. But I think the problem is social media, that these players know that they're going to get clipped up now.
Yeah,
and they're going to become a meme.
Yeah, I think Gerrard's mental aspect maybe was his biggest weakness, maybe. I feel like he spoke about he had to see a sports psychologist. I think there was the pressure of being the Liverpool captain for so many years, and there was no one else on that team who played like he did. That took its toll a bit.
Even
I think
in that documentary, his agent says how much, like, obviously he knew him inside out and loved football, but he was like, I would not swap positions with him.
No. And we wouldn't want him to play, to be fair. No one's asking that for the agent. Yeah, that took its toll, I think. But he, you know, I think he's a very good leader, and you have to be a good speaker and a good manager. He's proven to be that so far.
Just make sure you don't let it slip.
Come on. Come on, Dave.
28 goals and assists that season. He kept us in the title race.
Love the stats, Stephen.
Thank
big
you,
respect.
Thank you. But yeah, no, Gerrard's very... He's an enigma in the way that he gets the fans on board. I didn't think he'd go to Rangers either. I thought Liverpool and Celtic were a thing. with you'll never walk alone, and then he goes to Rangers. Whatever, you know.
Would you take him as Liverpool manager in the future?
In the future, certainly. He's definitely worth a punt. And I think, you know, unlike Lampard, he's not a fraud. And he's not just being forced into the game.
He didn't throw Paul Scholes in there as well after his spell with Oldham.
Dave, what's your most iconic Steven Gerrard moment?
I think my most iconic moment has got to be that final. I don't think we can look past that final, the Champions League final. And the way that, you know, the game was lost. It was gone. Liverpool were getting completely exposed. Gerrard was a bit too deep in midfield. AC Milan were dominant. They couldn't control Kaká. They couldn't control any of the forward line as well. And the switch from Benitez was good, you know, going to that back three, Gerrard playing behind two strikers. And I think we saw the impact in the goal that he scored, that there's two strikers in the penalty area. They're taking up Yap Stam and the other centre-half. And then Gerrard's just in a bit of a space. And I think that is the beauty of Steven Gerrard. The timing of his run was brilliant for a central midfielder playing in an advanced position we previously spoke about. But as well, that burst of energy to win the penalty, I don't think you can't look past that. As a, you know, encapsulation as him as a footballer, that's it. You know, the driving run to get into the penalty area to score a wonderful header. Then as well, that going back, and you mentioned him playing right back. He played right back for, or right wing back for, like, pretty much half the game. Added time, he was playing right wing back, or the extra period. And that shows how dependable he is. Wherever you put him, he can play. And I think that shows how good a footballer he is, that you can go, right, play centre-half, play right-back, play wherever, and he does a job for you in a massive game.
What's your most iconic Steven Gerrard moment?
You'd look at Istanbul, but then I'd say the FA Cup final. He scored the second goal, which was a lovely volley, into the ground, then up.
Right.
Very rarely done. And then, yeah, that
that third goal, the game was gone.
It was we were talking stoppage time here, aren't we?
And very again, late, very late. And he smacks it from 30, 40 yards. And then penalty as well, scored in the penalty shootout. Did it all.
Do you think our memories of Steven Gerrard are kind of pushed out a bit in terms of the actual evolution and evaluation of him as a player because he's so clutch? We speak about Cristiano Ronaldo being the most clutch player because the amount of goals he scored in finals and pulled Portugal, Real Madrid, Manchester United out of an absolute hole. Do you think we will look back on Gerrard and think, remember those big moments versus a bad display in the Premier League season? Or because he's so, it was so, like, so big. Like the stat that you mentioned before, Stephen, it was an incredible stat and big respect there.
Thank you.
And that's kind of like highlights him as the clutch moments, as he's done that. No other player has.
I don't think that overshadows his bad performances. I think it just highlights, you know, how he turned it up even more in the big games. How, you know, despite what I said about his mentality, he performed even better in the big games.
Ronaldo,
well, he'd obviously spoke to the sports therapist before those big games, hadn't he?
That's very true.
Therapy session, which is very important. We all need therapy from time to time. Well, you know, shout out to therapy. Maybe he'd had a good sesh.
Shout out to therapy.
Maybe he'd had a nice bubble bath before the game.
Got the name of the episode, shout out to therapy. But even Ronaldo's worst teams that he was in, they were still pretty good.
Yeah.
Gerrard was pulling some absolute drivel with him.
Yeah, he
and
was.
To put it nicely.
Well, you know what? If he'd have gone to Chelsea, he would have been, you know, another cog in the system.
Exactly. I don't think it would have worked, would it? You only have to look at Torres.
Yeah, very true. And I think, whilst I talk about his mentality.
Go on.
The Liverpool would have turned on him. They were burning his shirt already, and there was just, you know, rumours that he was going to Chelsea. You know what? I think he would have really struggled if he'd gone elsewhere. Maybe if he'd gone to Madrid.
I think that the interesting side, so a Jose Mourinho quote that I thought was really interesting. I tried to bring him to Chelsea. I tried to bring him to Inter. I tried to bring him to Real Madrid, but he was always a dear enemy. I was dreaming of having Claude Makélélé, Gerrard and Frank Lampard in midfield. That, for me, works as a midfield. And I think that's why England struggled, is because they didn't have a Makélélé-type player.
No.
You know, a guy to clean behind them.
Yeah.
That would have been a dreamy midfield. I feel like, you know, it would have been interesting, but Liverpool fans would have never forgiven him. I don't think he would have joined another Premier League team.
I suppose, though, you look at Michael Owen and he left, and he didn't have that sort of bigger tie to Liverpool, and that's why he left, and obviously the relationship there.
Nowhere near the same regard. I don't think Michael Owen going
But when the time he left, obviously Gerrard hadn't done what he'd done, and Owen was sort of like he bloody won a Ballon d'Or, Dave.
I know, but I mean, I don't think the Liverpool fans never really had a connection with him because
Liverpool,
in a sense of the centre of Liverpool. And Mike Owen as well played for Manchester United.
Stoke. We don't forgive that.
But in a way, that's like playing for your arch nemesis.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'd never play for Liverpool, even if they offered me £200,000 a week right now. Liverpool. No, thank you.
You're a money man.
We need a centre-back.
A dodgy centre-back. They've already got enough of those.
So we've got to agree on the most iconic moment, but I think coming in first place has got to be Istanbul.
I don't think there's no other moment that really sums him up as a human being, as a player, as a captain.
You're a Manchester United fan, but you have been, you know, you've been nice.
I think I've been nice so far. But as a Manchester United fan, I think the term hate, Gerrard, goes hand in hand. Or maybe dislike. Maybe hate's a little bit too strong. When he was playing, you'd probably say, when you're in the stands and Gerrard's scoring goals at Old Trafford like he'd like to do, there was definitely a strong dislike of Steven Gerrard.
Yeah.
But I think the interesting side is how effective he was in those games. So just taking a look at the numbers against Manchester United in all competitions, he scored 9 goals and got 5 assists.
Wow.
Directly involved in 14 goals. He was only directly involved in more goals against one side, and that was Arsenal.
Whoa.
So if we consider that those two sides in that era of the Premier League, obviously in the 21st century, the start of it, both teams were very, very good.
Yeah.
And I think that shows, again, how he steps up.
Yeah,
in these you know, against these bigger sides,
because he knew he had to. Otherwise, Liverpool would get embarrassed, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
he had to drag him up, and he had to do that all his career, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. Although he had Mascherano and Alonso for a few seasons, and that's, you know, arguably a very, very good midfield. That
if you had that midfield three with the front three further on with the Sterling, Suarez, and then what back four would you take?
You got Hippier, Carragher.
Hippier, Carragher. Yeah.
They were good. They were decent.
Current back four, maybe.
Yeah, I love that.
You love that.
So current back four.
Current back four. That mid
Mascherano, Alonso, Gerrard,
and then the Sturridge,
not
and Chris Kirkland. So really held it together at the back.
He was a generational talent.
He was lovely, lovely man.
I once did some filming with Chris Kirkland, and he he had a cushion put on his lap, but it just made it look like he was hiding a boner for the whole.
Oh, Chris.
Oh. That's why Stephen wanted him in the team.
He wasn't, and no one told him. It was 2 hours. At the end of each episode, we're going to rank each player, but not based on your sort of FIFA or Ultimate Team stats. It's a little bit different on 21st Century Football. So, gentlemen, we're all going to be doing it. We're going to be ranking them out of 10 as you prepare your cards. There's three sections, and the first of which is, would you like to go for a pint with them? And Stephen, I'll start with you.
When you do those, like that dinner party game, and you go, who would you have? Along with Steve Coogan, I'd have Gerrard there.
What a mix that would be.
Yeah, those two get on very well. So, and in terms of a pint, if it kicks off, you know, he's good for a scrap. So it's going to be 10.
10 from you. I'll jump in, Dave. I've gone for a 9.
You've gone for a 9.
A strong.
So I've got mixed feelings about this. Yeah. Obviously, as a Manchester United fan, I wouldn't want to be seen with Steven Gerrard. I wouldn't want my friends to see that. And
if you had
and
a picture with him, would you post it on Instagram?
It's a difficult one because...
Yes, you would.
I've grown up being a Manchester United fan. I just think I'd be... You know, I don't know if I could speak to my mum again. There's many times where I've seen that woman curse Steven Gerrard's name at Old Trafford for me to come home and say, look, mum, me and Stephen went for a pint together. It's just a little bit too far. And on the flip side of that as well, if we went to a venue, said venue, the DJ would have to be pretty good with his music choices.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm going to go, just because it's me and from my perspective, I'm going to give you my perspective.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a 3 out of 10. The 3, because there's questions I'd like to ask him that I'd like to speak to him about.
3 questions.
Istanbul, 3 questions and that'd be it.
Yeah.
3 questions done. So I'm talking probably shot of tequila, then I'm out.
Fair enough, yeah.
I think that says more about you, Dave, than anything else. How would they do in your five-a-side team?
The problem is, how would you do in my five-a-side team? I'm playing, which brings him down
a
couple.
Yeah, that's true.
9.
9?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a 9 as well, just because he's very versatile.
Yeah,
we talked about him playing right back in today's episode.
I think he's the perfect five-a-side player.
Yeah.
Technically very good. Very, very good shot.
Giving him the big 10.
I think I'm going to give him the big 10. Five-a-side, he'd dominate. He really would dominate.
Wow.
And it's... it'd be so horrible to play against.
Yeah.
So hard to knock off the ball. You know, he'd be just running through the midfield, wouldn't he, Steve?
Yeah, he would.
Scoring loads of goals and taking the mick.
Probably megs me and then
probably
push
kissing
me over,
the camera and stuff like that. Yeah, horrible.
What a U-turn that is. Look how far we've come. Legendary status. Now, this is your opinion of how much of a legend he is when it comes to 21st century football.
10.
10 from Steve?
Yeah. My favourite player.
Dave, I'll come to you.
I don't think a 10 is fair. I think he misses out on the Premier League. I think that is why he can't be a 10.
But he's going to win the Premier League in time.
As a coach, if he comes back and does it, of course, it's something ticked off. But I think that takes it away. The 10 takes the 10 away. I think his performance in Istanbul is definitely a big one to talk about and highlight. But I think there's bigger legends out there in the 21st century.
So you're saying 10's your number one?
10 has got to be GOAT status, like serious status.
He is for me.
Silverware, honours.
Tick.
But I think you're looking... I'll give him a 7.
He wore number 8, Dave. Why don't you give him an 8?
I'll give him an 8, Steve.
Thank you.
I'll give him an 8, and that's a 7. So that is 18 minus the 2. Take the 1 away there. 25.
Quick maths here, mate. I do actually have a maths degree if you want me to step in at any time,
It's 8 point something on average.
A possible 90. Steven Gerrard has scored 75.
Not bad.
Well,
not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, well played.
Well done, Steve.
Is that 5/6?
Dave?
Probably. The big thing you learned in mathematics was not about mental maths. It was how to use a calculator. So I can do it for you if you want. Like, pretty decent with the fingers.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Steven Gerrard episode is complete, and we've got to chat about one of the finest footballers of the 21st century. If you would like another podcast to listen to, please search The Football Book Club, a club where instead of reviewing great literature, they review footballers' autobiographies like David Seaman's Safe Hands. We'll see you next time.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Thank you.
Renting your property? You need a letting agent who doesn't just do the paperwork. Sherry Fitzgerald Lettings look after it all. From gathering references, to taking care of repairs and maintenance. From getting the tenants, to checking in with them. It's the letting service that lets you live. Find out more at sherryfitzlettings.ie. Sherry Fitzgerald. It's not just about property. It's about people.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.